Imagine this. You fought hard to bring a powerhouse Gen Z employee onto your team. Someone with fire, fresh ideas, relentless drive. But after a few months, they're ready to walk. Maybe it's a once-engaged millennial who's suddenly disillusioned, or a loyal Gen Xer wondering if their years of dedication are even valued at a company like this. Why does this happen? Each generation is fueled by different needs, aspirations, and visions for what success looks like. If you're committed to building a workplace where every generation thrives, where Gen Z's passions, millennials' purpose, Gen X's wisdom, and baby boomers' loyalty come together to seamlessly, then you're in the right place. Today, we're going to uncover what truly drives each generation and how you can help lead them to stay, grow, and contribute their best. It takes courage to build a workplace that lifts everyone up. So let's dive in. Welcome to Don't HR Alone, presented by People Processes. I'm your host, Rami Alijil, and today, we're tackling a question that sits at the heart of every thriving workplace. What do employees really want from their work? The first rule of leadership is simple. Know your people. Every person on your team is an individual with unique desires, fears, and motivators. Leadership isn't about boxing people into categories or relying on group identities. It's about forging genuine connections with each person. But here's the catch. Leading at scale means finding ways to identify common threads. And this is where understanding generational differences can be a game changer. We're not talking about stereotypes, we're not talking about one-size-fits-all solutions, but think of generational insights as broad strokes, a starting point to help you engage with the diversity in your team. Once you have built a sense of what drives different generations, you'll be better equipped to connect on an individual level, creating a workplace that truly inspires every employee to thrive. In today's episodes, we're going to break down these generational dynamics and show you how to use them to build a resilient, inclusive team, one where respect, purpose, and growth come together naturally to drive success. Each generation in your workforce brings its own strengths and values, but meeting their needs isn't about creating silos, it's about harnessing the full power of a unified team. Gen Z, the digital trailblazers, are relentless in their search for authenticity and caring. They expect workplaces that champion transparency, mental health, and inclusion. Millennials, a little bit older, like me, known for prioritizing purpose, they crave growth and flexibility. They're looking for environments that honor their drive with career paths, a sense of belonging, and a dedication to long-term vision. Gen X is resilient, experienced. They value work-life balance and financial stability. They seek assurance that their loyalty is going to be met with flexibility and retirement support and a clear acknowledgement of their contributions. And baby boomers, well, they're seasoned, they have great insight and dedication, and they thrive normally in structured environments that support their financial goals and provide job security. Recognizing these diverse values isn't about accommodating preferences, it's about building your organization so that everybody is aligned. We're going to talk a little bit about what each piece needs in order to feel empowered to push beyond, take pride in their work, and stand by your mission. Let's talk about the framework, and it speaks to all generations. It's a matter of strategy, not compromise. Here's what every team needs to be unstoppable. First, career growth. Growth is non-negotiable, but it looks different depending on the individual stage in their career. For younger workers like Gen Z and millennials, this means clear, well-defined career tracks with frequent incremental promotions that feel like leveling up in a video game. They're not going to come in and work in an entry-level position for 3 years and not be looking for other positions. They need more consistent, small wins paired with opportunities to showcase their abilities and receive recognition, keep them engaged and motivated. For more seasoned employees like Gen X and baby boomers, career development means opportunities to share their expertise, normally through mentorship programs or leadership roles. These employees also benefit from initiatives that allow them to learn new skills, especially in areas like technology, ensuring their contributions remain relevant and valued as the workplace evolves. You need to design programs in your career track that meet the needs of both emerging and experienced talent, and that way you can create an environment where everyone sees a path forward. Part two, career two, mental health and resilience. Supporting mental health is essential for employees of all generations, but let's clarify first what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean coddling younger workers or indulging unprofessional behavior like temper tantrums. Instead, it's about equipping them with the tools to manage the inevitable stress of work, navigate the complexities of balancing a full life at home, and build the resilience they'll need to thrive in a dynamic workplace. it's not toddlers. It's about teaching these younger adults how to deal with how crazy life can be. This might include stress management training, coaching on emotional intelligence, flexible policies that prioritize wellness, but we're not talking about lowering expectations. For more experienced employee, support isn't about accommodating resistance to change, like avoiding technology upgrades in their own skill set. Instead, it's about helping them see the value of continued growth, encouraging their ability to adapt, and giving them the training and resources to feel confident in new skills. People need someone who believes in them. As a leader, you need your younger talent to believe that you think they can handle the complexities of being a grown-up in today's world. And for our older employees, we need to believe in them and show them, and they need to believe that they can continue to learn and grow, that the best years and their most valuable years are still ahead of them. Fostering opportunities for all the generations to build meaningful connections with colleagues across the generations through mentorship programs, team projects, social initiatives can also enhance their sense of belonging and purpose and compassion for your company and its mission. Resilience is a skill that can be nurtured at every career stage, and a supportive culture helps employees at all ages bring their best to the workplace. It's okay if you're not exactly sure how to do this. Simple EAP programs with counseling and therapies can help with all of these initiatives. Your job is to provide and encourage these additional skills to be developed. Part 3, financial security and retirement planning. Financial stability is a cornerstone of workplace satisfaction. We wouldn't go there if we weren't getting paid. But the specific needs of employees vary depending on where they are in their careers. For younger employees, financial education is critical. Many early career workers are navigating student debt, saving for major milestones like buying their first home, and learning how to manage their first retirement accounts. Offering financial wellness programs that teach budgeting, debt management, the basics of your 401k contributions, it'll help set them on the right path. Empowering them with knowledge early on creates loyalty and confidence in their financial future. For employees later in their career, financial guidance focuses on retirement readiness and wealth preservation. They may need guidance on optimizing their retirement savings, understanding catch-up contributions, or planning for healthcare costs in retirement. Providing resources like financial advisors or retirement planning workshops can give them the clarity and confidence they need as they approach their next chapter. Offering robust retirement plans and profit-sharing programs adds incredible value to all employees. For younger workers, these benefits highlight the long-term commitment of the company to their future. With vesting schedules, you can be quite generous and require loyalty to receive them. For seasoned employees, they signal a reward for their dedication and tangible way to achieve their financial goals. People at the top of the salary chart may need something like a profit-sharing program to continue to motivate them to grow with the company. Together, financial education and meaningful benefits can create a culture where employees feel supported, secure, and motivated to contribute their best. The fourth pillar is flexibility and autonomy. Flexibility and autonomy are foundational to a thriving workplace. And what they mean varies widely between older and younger employees. At its core, offering flexibility means showing trust in your team, signaling that you believe they can manage the responsibilities while excelling on their own terms. For younger employees, autonomy often revolves around when they work. They value control over their schedules, the ability to adjust work hours to their lifestyle, and the freedom to work remotely or in hybrid setups. To them, autonomy means being trusted to balance their time effectively, whether it's completing a project late at night or stepping out for personal errands during the day. This approach aligns with their desire to integrate work into a full and vibrant life rather than structuring their lives entirely around work. For older employees, they're kind of already used to structuring their life around work. Autonomy instead needs to focus on how they do their work as opposed to when. They often seek the freedom to apply their expertise and problem-solving skills without excessive oversight or micromanagement. This could mean managing a project independently, making decisions within the scope of their authority, and approaching tasks in a way that they know will deliver results. Autonomy for these employees means being respected for their experience and trusted to deliver without rigid processes dictating their every move. You will find those are somewhat at odds with one another. If you provide people great flexibility in their time, you have to put in place structure in order to understand what people are doing. And that sort of bureaucracy, right? Project management and asynchronous project updating could feel very micromanaging to someone who's been very experienced at running projects for a long time on their own. So you need to think about them in two separate sets of autonomy: flexibility of time and flexibility of how, and try to find a good balance between them. By understanding and addressing these distinct definitions of flexibility and autonomy, you're going to create an environment where employees of all generations feel empowered. These four pillars are not a retention strategy. They're a roadmap to your company, to a culture where every team member feels like they're part of something bigger. Let's talk about the practical steps. It's absolutely achievable when you focus on actionable strategies that reinforce career development, mental health, financial security, and autonomy. Let's break it down into those steps. One, design a path for everyone, career development. Create career tracks that are clear, especially for your entry-level roles that would be brought on for younger employees. You need to map out the career paths with incremental promotions and define milestones. Recognize achievements frequently and create opportunities for them to demonstrate their skills in real time. Formalize your mentorship programs. Pair seasoned employees with younger ones for mentorship opportunities. This helps transfer knowledge while giving older employees a sense of purpose and leadership. Invest in continuous learning, reskilling and upskilling that cater to everyone. Technology training for experienced employees and leadership workshops for younger ones can keep all the team members progressing. Provide regular feedback and recognition. Build those systems that match the generational preferences. Use real-time feedback tools for Gen Z and millennials while maintaining structure review processes for Gen X and baby boomers. Those who want a flexible schedule are going to need real-time, immediate feedback. They also do better under that. And those who are desirous of autonomy want a structured feedback so they can go through all their work and then go, here's all the things we want different. Great way. Foundation point two is that mental health and resilience. Offer comprehensive wellness programs. That means mental health benefits that include access to counseling, stress management, wellness stipends, etc. These resources should be available to everyone, but marketed differently to appeal to generational preferences. Encourage emotional intelligence training. Train managers to support younger employees in building resilience and balancing life's demands while helping older employees adapt to change with confidence. Foster those connections across the generation with team building initiatives, social opportunities, and set clear boundaries. Normalize taking breaks, prioritizing wellness for all employees, but pair this with accountability and high expectations to maintain those performance standards. That's your mental health. Section three is all about your financial security. Provide financial education for younger workers. That's workshops on managing student loans, saving for retirement, and budgeting. For older employees, focused on advanced topics like wealth preservation, catch-up contributions, and healthcare planning. Have a robust retirement plan with employer matches, profit sharing, vesting schedules, and flexible healthcare options. These benefits reassure employees that their future is a priority for you, so they can think about you in the long run too. Finally, communicate your values clearly. It blows me away the number of companies and organizations that spend a ridiculous amount on these programs, but don't communicate them well, and so the value is not understood. Highlight the impact of your benefits, how profit sharing grows over time, how retirement savings compound. It's the miracle of compounding interest, as Albert Einstein would say. Many employees, especially younger ones, may not fully understand the value of these programs without good educational guidance. Pillar four, flexibility and autonomy. Offer hybrid and remote work policies for younger employees, if at all possible, emphasizing flexibility and scheduling to accommodate personal lives. For older employees, for those who you offer flexible scheduling, have tight, reasonable job descriptions that allow you to tell whether they're doing a good job. And recognize that giving flexibility of schedule means that you give a lot less flexibility on how things are done. For older employees, prioritize autonomy in how they manage their tasks and deliver results. Promote that cross-generational understanding. Train managers to approach flexibility as a tool to meet both individual and organizational goals rather than a one-size-fits-all solution. Leverage technology. Use scheduling and project management tools to provide transparency and structure, enabling employees to take ownership of their work without micromanagement. And then a key part of that flexibility understanding is to celebrate productivity, not time spent. Shift the focus from hours worked to results achieved, a change that appeals to both younger employees seeking freedom and older employees valuing efficiency. All this sums up to create an environment where every generation thrives. You need to promote empathy and respect, eradicate stereotypes and biases that limit how you view certain generations, foster open dialogue about generational strengths and challenges to build mutual respect among your leadership. Young leaders may roll their eyes at the fact that some of the senior executives need someone to help with their email, or at least print the PDF, right? Whereas the emotional immaturity, lack of resilience of some younger leaders may drive your executive team wild. You need to realize that everyone brings great value to your organization and work with your executives to find that value in each other. Use tools and methods that suit the different communication styles, structured updates for Gen X and Boomers, and real-time platforms for Millennials and Gen Z. And in general, whether they're remote or in office, try to create spaces that encourage learning, connection, and innovation across all age groups. Design breakout spaces or virtual hubs that make it easy for people to collaborate and mentor one another. Creating a generationally inclusive workforce isn't about following trend. It's about taking a stand. It's about building a culture that empowers everyone to show up as their best self, ready to make a difference. If you're ready to transform your workplace into a powerful, inclusive environment that champions every generation, download our Generational Engagement Blueprint. The link's down in the description, packed with strategies to help you build a workforce united by strength, resilience, and a shared commitment to greatness. You're ready to go further? Book a 30-minute meeting with me. Together, any U.S. business with 10 or more employees, be happy to give you 30 minutes of my time. We can create a roadmap tailored to your team's unique challenges and goals. But, you know, act fast. Spots are limited and real change waits for no one. And I love doing those meetings, but I can't do them every single day. Thank you for listening to Don't HR Alone. Share this episode with those who believe in building workplaces that inspire and empower. Subscribe for more insights that make HR work for everyone. And until next time, let's build a workplace where every generation rises to their potential. Go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.